Investment Flash.
Micron didn't just beat estimates, it crushed them. And suddenly AI's got fresh legs. But under the surface, the bond market's sniffing out something. We're breaking it all down.
Good morning. It's the London edition for Friday, June 26th. I'm Marie with Tom and Gerald. We're picking up where New York left off. Micron's blowout quarter, a major biotech deal, and a bond market that's quietly getting nervous.
Micron earned $25 a share against expectations of 21. That's a monster beat. And the semiconductor ETF, SMH, jumped nearly 3% last session. This AI demand is real, buddy.
Forward PE ratio of 8.2, sure. But it's priced like a cyclical at peak. Any demand hiccup and that resets fast.
But Tom, Qualcomm nearly doubling its non-handset revenue target to $40 billion by 2029? That's a structural shift, not a trade.
Exactly. And SMH is still 5% below its high. There's room to run.
Qualcomm shares fell 9% this week, though. Skepticism's already priced in. Low conviction there.
See, this is what I mean. The AI story has legs beyond just chips. It's infrastructure, data centers, edge computing.
100%.
All right. But let's not get carried away. Micron's beat doesn't mean every semi is a buy.
Speaking of biotech, Gerald, your buy biotech call from yesterday just got acquired by Merck KGaA at a premium. Shares up 20% last session.
Timing, I suppose. But the spread's essentially closed. I'm not chasing that.
Gerald being modest. But yeah, Biotechne surging to near the offer price. The deal looks solid.
It does. And it signals life sciences tools are in demand. The mergers and acquisitions machine is humming. Which brings us to Germany.
Germany's having its busiest deal year in decades, over $140 billion. Engines, elevators, pharma, corporate confidence, despite macro headwinds.
But the DAX is up only 2% year to date? How does that optimism not hit equities?
Exactly. The German ETF, EWG, is down 3.5% year to date. That's either a disconnect or an opportunity.
I'd lean opportunity. Mergers and acquisitions tailwinds often lift valuations with a lag. If corporates are confident enough to do deals, equity markets should catch up.
Only in Germany could a record deal, boom, not move the needle.
High efficiency, Tom. We're efficient. All right, let's talk about what's really moving. Bond ETF flows. Investors are fleeing aggregate benchmarks. BlackRock says the market is sniffing out something. And Fannie and Freddie are ramping up interest rate risk to pre-2008 levels.
That's a systemic red flag. Regulators asleep at the wheel again?
But the stock market doesn't care. The long-duration Treasury ETF, TLT, at its 52-week low, barely positive year-to-date. Yet the NASDAQ 100 ETF is within 4% of highs. Bond jitters might just be noise.
Or it's a coiled spring. Long duration is a trap right now. High yield, though, the high yield corporate bond ETF, HYG, offers carry and is stable. That's where the flows are going.
Fair. But if credit cracks, high yield goes too. Diversification matters. Investment grade, LQD, is also seeing inflows. Safer carry.
Fannie and Freddie levering up again. What could go wrong?
Huh, that's dark.
I mean, he's not wrong.
With oil sliding, ECB rate hike forecasts are being pared back. That's dovish. Eurozone equities like the iShares Europe ETF, EZU, up 5% year-to-date could benefit, while the euro weakens.
But a weaker euro tightens financial conditions for dollar debtors globally. That's a risk for emerging markets. Something to watch.
Wait. Oil down, rates down, stocks up. That's a Goldilocks scenario for European equities. I'm warming to EZU.
Tom, getting bullish on Europe. Someone mark the calendar.
Only because the macro lines up. But seriously, intermediate treasuries like the 7 to 10 year ETF, IEF, could also gain if the ECB turns dovish.
It's a repricing of rate expectations that lifts bonds and equities together. That's constructive.
Exactly.
Yeah, agreed. And on oil, yesterday we said sell the United States oil fund, and it's down nearly 5% in a week. Gerald, your short is paying off.
Saudi's restarting Ras Tanura, supply normalization. Yes, the call's working. But the energy sector ETF, XLE, is flat. Energy stocks haven't cracked yet.
Energy stocks are pricing in some stickiness. But if crude breaks lower, XLE will follow. I'd still be cautious on energy.
So still a sell on USO and maybe short XLE on any bounce?
That's the trade.
Botha's Radler says defensives will roar if AI falters. Utilities and healthcare. The utilities ETF XLU up 6% year-to-date. Healthcare XLV flat. That's a cheap hedge against the AI trade.
But AI isn't faltering. Micron just proved demand. Why rotate now?
Because the trade is crowded and the NASDAQ 100 is 4% off highs. A small allocation to utilities at 0.7 times book is insurance.
Healthcare, too. XLV hasn't moved. If growth scares creep in, it catches a bid. Low opportunity cost.
Okay, as a hedge, not a core call. I'll give you that. But if AI keeps running, you're just drag.
That's what insurance is for, Tom.
You'll learn.
Quick hits. NLB bidding for Adecco with a 40% premium. Adecco's still 7% below its high. Clear catalyst.
But UBS faces higher capital requirements from the IMF. That's a headwind. I'd be cautious on UBS.
And Aussie canola, China sniffing around again. Agriculture ETF, DBA, up 5% year-to-date. Low vol, nice diversifier.
And EM convergence? Hungary's bond yields approaching UK gilts. Emerging market bond ETF, EMB, for carry, and the equity ETF, EEM, already up 20% year-to-date. Priced in.
Brazil probe into Americanas is company-specific, but could weigh on the Brazil ETF, EWZ. Down 19% from its high. Watch, don't buy.
So here's the clean expression of this moment. Long SMH, short TLT. AI chips are delivering earnings. Long duration is delivering anxiety. 70% year-to-date versus basically flat.
The pair trade makes sense on paper, but TLT is at its low. The short could be crowded. If the economy slows, bonds rally, and that trade gets crushed.
Right, so hedge the hedge. Add XLU as insurance. Utilities are cheap, uncorrelated. That's the most elegant trade. Long AI, short rates, with a cheap defensive sleeve.
I love it. Long the semiconductors, short duration, and a utilities kickstand. It's a risk-on view with protection.
Yeah, that works.
It does.
As always, none of this is investment advice. Do your own research.
And if you're just finding us, hit follow on Spotify or check investmentflash.com for the full digest with charts and sources.
We're back at 9 a.m. New York time. Until then, watch those bonds.